Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Today's daf is daf pei aleph. So we're in the very top line. The new mission begins. Still continuing talking about carrying various items with different shiurim. So we're up to now the mission etzem kedei lasas tarvad. You have a bone that's the size you're able to shape out some form of a spoon. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says kedei lasas mimenu chaf in order to make some form of a lock. Zechuches, when it comes to carrying glass, kadei ligur barosh hakarka, in order to scrape off the top of some type of pick that's used for weavers, and sor o evan, a pebble or a rock, kadei lizuk both to throw at a bird, to scare a bird away. Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov omer, kadei lizuk bebehema, to scare away an animal, which is going to be a larger type of rock. So Gemara says, Lameimer, is this to suggest the shiura de Behuda nafish? Is this to say that the shiur the Rabbanan, rather Rabbi Yehuda, is larger? Because when it came to the beginning of the Mishnah, the bone, the Tanakhama says to make a spoon, and Rabbi Yehuda said to make a lock. So initially it sounds like the position of Rabbi Yehuda has a larger shiur than that of Chachamim. But Hakai Malan, we hold the shiur the Rabbanan nafish. Our tradition is that Chachamim have a larger shiur than that of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says that Amar Ula Chape Posachas. Just the Rashi says Chape Posachas, two narrow lines down. Shinaim Hakvuim Ba, the teeth of the lock. Velohi Atzma Vosma So Me'etzim. Not the lock itself, but just the keys of the lock, the edges of the lock. I guess it's similar to the key. You know, the keys of the lock. So inside the lock itself, there's some keys. So that's what we're talking about, which is much smaller than the position of the Chachamim. So Tani Rabbanan, the Braisa says Chape Posachas. To Horin, if you have the talking about Tumah V'Tahara for a moment, the teeth of the lock are Tahor. Kavan beposachas Timen. If, however, one were to put them on, place them on, situate them on the lock, it'd be Tame. And Vishagal, if it's the locks of a gate, Avapisha Chibrin Badels, even though you connected it. So, if again you have the teeth as a standalone, you have the teeth that are not connected to the lock, that's the teeth are worthless. It's tahor. If you connect it to the lock itself, the teeth, then it has a function, so then it's tummy. But if it's shagal, if it's connected to a gate, where ava pisha chibrin badalis, even though it's connected to a door, ukavan b'masmerin, you connect it with a nail, so it's very much connected, and therefore it has a function, still tahorin, why the tahor? Shekol mechubel lakarka, harehu kikarka. So even though it plays a function, plays a role, since it's connected to the ground, anything connected to the ground is not subject to Tumah V'Tahara. So that was just a brisa relating to the Chafe Posachas. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Zuchuches Kedei Ligur Bo, when it came to carrying glass, enough of a glass to scrape the top of a pick. So Tana Zuchuches, glass with a Samech, Kedei Livto Bo, Shnei Nimim Kachas. So it's even though it's spelled the Samech, it's the same idea of a Zuchuches with a Zayin. The size, according to the brisa, is enough to cut the warps of the thread that are in the weaving loom. So the Gemara then quotes the Mishnah, Tzor, or Evan, a pebble or rock, Kedei Lizrok Ba'ofe, he throw it at a bird, or be Eliezer V'chulu, felt it was a larger rock where it scares away an animal. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Yochanan, V'hu, Shemar Geshes Ba, it's only true if the animal feels it. You throw a little pebble at a cow, the cow is probably not going to move. So same thing when throwing at a bird or a larger animal, has to be enough where they're able to feel it and respond to it. The Kamish Shira, how big is that? Satanya, Rabbi Elez Ben Yaakov Omer, Mishkal Asarzuz, the weight of 10 tzuz, that's a sizable rock that's going to have the animal feel it and most likely run away. Zonin al Lebei Midrash. An individual by the name of Zonin, he had entered into the base medrash. And Amr Lahu Rabosai says, Rabosai, he raised the question to the base medrash. Avanim shall base hakise shirim bekamu. It comes to the rocks that may be used in the bathroom. A person cleaned himself. What's the shear of that? So Rashi says, shirim bekamu lischaiv aleihem, that you're chaiv on, inami letalton bechatzir. So Rashi's 2 days here. One is in terms of hotzah, carrying in Rishis Rabim. So lischaiv aleihem in terms of hotzah, or inami, says Rashi again, letalton bechatzir in terms of the muksa. So what's the question? The double question is being raised here. In terms of muksa, the shear muksa, and the shear of hotzah. So Amrullah, they said to him, kezayis, keegos, ukebeitza. The three different shearim that were described here, the size of kezayis, the size of egos, and the size of a kebeitza. So Amr Lahu, he says to them, v'chi tertaniachnis, are we bringing some type of scale, or bring measuring tape into the bathroom to see how big these are? What type of shearim? These are too precise. We're not so precise. So they had a little discussion, they counted, they had a vote, and they decided a handful of rocks, the size of a handful of that type of rock is permitted to be carried into the bathroom. So Tani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kizayis Ki Ego Zucha Beitza, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishim Aviva Milo Hayad. So this discussion that was in the Beis Medrash was in fact really a Machlokes Tanoim. So Rashi just points out here when it comes to Milo Hayad, he says, Bein Shloshan or Afilu Hein Dalav Hei, U Bein Kulin Milo Yad. It could be multiple rocks, multiple pebbles, as long as it fits into the hand. That's the size that's allowed that will not be subject to Muksa, nor will it be subject to Hotzah. So the Gemara then says, Tanir Abanan, Shalosh Avanim Mukrizolos, Muta Lahachnis Lebeis Akise, three rocks that are very sharp, Rashi says, Bikunchi Ruis Likunach, that are apparently usable to clean oneself with. They can be brought into the bathroom. The Kama Shiur, and how large can they be? Rabbi Meir Omer Ke'egos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeitza. So this is a machlokes of what the size is. So Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, Ki Machlokes Kan Machlokes Be'es. So just like Machlokes here, in terms of the size, Kebeitza or Ke'egos, with respect to the size of a rock for the basic Yisei, so there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah about how large a Esoga is that it becomes possible. So the Gemara points out there, wait a second, Hasam Asnisin Hacha Braisa. There's a Mishnah by the Esog, the Mishnah. Here is a Braisa. So you can't say, just like the Braisa, so too is the Mishnah. You say, no, just like the Mishnah, so too there's a Braisa, because the Mishnahs are always more Ikka than the Braisa. So the Gemara switches around and says it more accurately, Ela ki machlokes be'esog, just like there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, with respect to the Esog, kach machlokes kan, so too there's a machlokes in the Braisa, with regards to the size of the rocks that may be brought into the Beis HaKiseh. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Aval lo asa pious, but where he draws the line is, you can't bring pious. What's pious? My pious, Amar Bezera, Karshina, Bavel Yasa, some type of pebbles that were found in Bavel. And Rashi just points out here that Karshina Bavel Yasa is, first Rashi rather says, Avallah pious kemo shekel pieces haregev, that he's just bringing source, the origin, the etymology of the word, shekaron glishta, to hold the mifrache, since it kind of cracks, it crumbles these rocks, lochazi lekinuach of asur l'talta, since it doesn't really serve a function, when one uses it, it breaks into pieces, and therefore becomes muksa. Karshine Bavlaisa, says Rashi, is hachi mikre mishum shebavel eretz lachai, and Bavel is an area that was very moist, and machrisha malurgam, and it causes dirt to come up. So Karshine Bavlaisa is referring to the earth of Bavel, which was very wet, moist, and crumbled. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Asal Mashmish Mitzvah B'Shabbos, a person cannot use a rock in order to manipulate when needing to go to the bathroom. He tries to manipulate to help himself go to the bathroom. Kederach Shemem Mashmish B'Chol, he cannot do on Shabbos like what he would do normally during the week. Rashi says, L'mashmish HaNitzach Lipanos, a person needs to use the bathroom. V'Einu Yachol Lipanos, he's not able to. Armina L'Kaman, we'll see later on in the parak. The Mashmish Mitzvah B'Nekev, a person could manipulate it using a rock. Who niftach, it helps open up the area. V'kasaka daitach, the kamar, u'b'shabbos asa l'mashmesh klal, k'derech shemesh vashmim v'chol. It sounds like you can't do this on Shabbos at all, in the way that one does this during the week. So the Gemara says, maskev la marzutshan, listakin. So now the guy can't go to the bathroom, and it's a dangerous thing. The Rashi points out from the Gemara in Talmud that a person who's holding back from using the bathroom, it could bring a serious illness. So the guy can't use the bathroom, and now he's going to get to a makum sakana. Why would we not allow a person to be memashmesh? So the Gemara says, Kalachayad, he says, no, not that one shouldn't do it at all. It means that one shouldn't do it normal way. Rather, he should do Kalachayad, and that would be permitted. So, fine. The Gemara then says, Amar Rebbe Yanai, Em Yesh Makum Kavua Lebeis HaKisei, if there's a set place for the bathroom, Melo Hayad, so a person could bring a handful of rocks. Im Lav, if there is not, Kehechra, he should have some type of Hachra, some type of a compromise. What's the compromise? So Rashi says the first wide line down, Kechreya, Kishir Hamachriya, Keegos, Nafish, Mikazais, Vuzutu, Mikabetza. We had three Shir, we had Mikabetza, we had Kazais, and Egos. Egos is right in the middle, that's the middle one, so take the middle approach, that's the Machriya. So the Gemara then says, Meducha Katana, Shel Besamim, a small mortar that's used for crushing Besamim, so Amr of Sheshes. So then, im yeshale aid mutter. If there's some type of aid, some type of clarity that was used for wiping, it's mutter. So it's a little strange what's going on here. And Tosis talks about this a little bit. But if you look at Rashi says im yeshale aid kinoach hamayid shasula kach mutter l'talta kinoach. If it was clear that this was a rock that was destined, was designated for the purpose of wiping, one would be allowed to use this. Even if it's part of the medocha ketana, the small little mortar. So then the Gemara says, Mesiv asks the Gemara, Asar Devar Mevinas Adam Lide Tachtonius. There are 10 things that lead a person to Tachtonius, which is hemorrhoids. Ve'eluhein Ha'ochel Alekanim, one who eats the leaves of reeds. Ve'ale Gefanim, the grape leaves. Luluve Gefanim, the leaves of these lulavim. Muragi Behema Belo Melech, person eats animal without any salt. Ve'shidro Shel Dog, or the spine of a fish. Dog Maliach Shel Bishel Kol Tzarcho, a salted fish that wasn't cooked entirely. Vashose Shemayayin, one who drinks the sediment of wine. Vamekaneach Besidim Becharis, a person who cleans himself with either lime or some type of earthenware, pottery. Hamekaneach Betzor Shekinyach Bochaver, or to use the rock that his friend had used to clean himself. Vyeshawim Samad Afatol Atma Besakis, a person who hangs himself, suspends himself while using the bathroom. He doesn't sit, rather he kind of stands or bends. These things bring one to Tachtonim. But either way, we see from here that although we said before that if you have a Docha Katana Shabbosamim that had an aid that was clear that it was used already for someone else wiping it, so now this is already not Muksa, so you could use it also. So how could a person use the same exact rock that someone else uses? Other than that being, of course, disgusting. So the Gemara says it leads a person to hemorrhoids. It could be very uncomfortable and perhaps dangerous. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, there is no question, Ha Balach, Ha Bayavish. It depends if it was used, the previous use was still Lach or was still Yavish. It was Yavish, so the Gemara says, although it may not be one's liking, it still would not be considered Muksa and would be usable. If it's Lach, so then it leads a person to Tachtonim and should Tachtonios and should certainly be avoided. Vibayisema, alternately, Kan Mitzad Echad, Kan Mishneh Tzadim. It depends whether it was dirty on both sides. One side it was only dirty, so then one may use it. If it's dirty on all sides, so then one should not use it. The by same alternatively, Hadidei, Hadichavri, his own versus someone else's, his own, so then that would be allowed. If it's someone else's, then that would lead to Tachtonios. So Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, Yardu Aleha, Yishamim, if it rains on a rock that was already used, so Nitashtu, and there are some traces of it being used, somehow, what's it then? So if there's some traces of it that still remain, nikr mutter, that's permitted. That means it's already been established, so it's clean. But since there's some rishumim, it tells us that it was already designated for being used for the bathroom, and therefore not subject to moksa. So Gemara then says, last line of the Amud here, by Minei Rabba Bar, Rav Shila, Minei Rab, going on to Amud Beis now, Rav Chista, Ma La Losam Achrava. Can a person carry the rocks with him to the Lagag, to the roof? The person wants to use the bathroom on the roof. Can he use it? And what's the concern here? So Rashi says, Ma La Losam Achrav Lagag, Im Allah Sham Lefanos. He wants to use the bathroom on the rooftop. Is that considered extra tircha by schlepping up? Now we have to just take a moment, step back for a second, and realize and appreciate what we have in terms of access to bathrooms, everything like that. They lived in a completely different time, and we can't really appreciate what they're going to rooftops, going to yards, using rocks. We have to, Baruch Hashem, appreciate the luxury that we have. So either way, the question was, is a person allowed to schlep up to the base, to the rooftop with rocks in hand? The Gemara says, "Amrlei Gadol Kavod Abrios Shedoches Lo Sashlesh Betar." So important is one's own human dignity that could override an Issa Der Isa. Where do we find that? So Rashi quotes one of the Pesukim, but there are others. Rashi quotes two lines down, Shedoches Lo Sashay Dichsiva Visalamta Mehem, that the person, when it comes to a Shabbos Aveda, a person cannot turn away; he can't turn a blind eye to it. But there are some exceptions. Prat Lezakein Meni Lefichvodo. It's a zakein, and it's beneath him to go and pick something up that's dirty. I know Rav Shechter always likes to use the example, if a man picking up a woman's undergarments, that would be considered enel fichvodo. That's an example. Or perhaps a Kohen, the Gemara says, going into Beis HaKfaros, or Tamil Chacham, certain things that would be beneath his dignity to do. So it violates, even though his halamta in general is an Issa Deraisa, to turn away from Hashem's Aveda, if it's beneath your dignity, then one can override that Issa. So Hachanami says the Gemara, Tilda Dirabanim, Alav de Losasar, Asmichu Rabanim, Ubimakum, Kavanabrios, Nitcha. So the whole concept of Muksa, the question here is a question of Muksa, schlepping up the rocks, Tircha, Muksa, and Muksa is, of course, only a Dirabanim. What gave the Chachamim power to create Takanos and Xeros is Losasar. The Pasuk is Losasar, and the Gemara says this in Brachos and Shabbos and elsewhere, that Losasar gives Chacham the power to create any dinim. So therefore the Torah gives them the power. But when a person violates a particular Aveira, the Muksa, whatever it might be, that's only a violation on a Derabana level. So even though it says Losasa here, Losasa min Torah, it really means it's a Losasa midirabana here. And therefore, since Muksa here is only midirabanam, one could violate dirabanam in order to preserve the Kavod HaBrios. So therefore, it would be allowed to bring the rocks up there. So the Gemara then says, Yasa Maremar, he was saying down the Kamarle the Hashmaitz, he's learning this sugya, and he asks the question, Aisvi Ravina Ravimar. Ravina asked Maremar the following Shaila from the Bryce. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no till Adam Kizam Mishilafanova, La Chatas Bo Shino. A person could take a little chip of wood and a little splinter, and that's in front of him, and he could clean his teeth, use it as a toothpick. A person can only take it if it's in the little trough of the where the animals eat from. So we see from here that it's machlokas whether or not this would be muksa. So even though it's in terms of a kavod abrios, the chachamim were very limited and able to use it. Meaning, something stuck in your teeth, you don't want to walk around that way. So therefore, you want to clean it out. So according to Tanna Kamma, okay, even though the toothpick might be muksa, the wood chip was never designated as an official toothpick. You could still do it because kavod abrios could override muksa. But according to chachamim, it's only true if it was placed in the animal's area whereby it's already designated, but it had not been, it's muksa, and you can't use it even for kavod abrios. So we see that it's not necessarily the case that muksa, that kavod abrios overrides muksa. And so the Gemara says there's a distinction between the case of the toothpick and the case of using the bathroom. Because hachi asher, let's understand this for a second. Hasam over there by the toothpick. So then adam kaveh makom, so the person establishes a place where he's going to eat, and therefore he should already have toothpicks prepared, so that's his fault that he didn't have anything prepared. Hacha, adam kaveh by makom beis hakiseh. Here there's a person having an established place where he's going to use the bathroom. You have no idea when a person has the urge to go to the bathroom, and therefore, whenever comes, and a person can't prepare rocks and toilet paper of the sorts every single place where he goes, and therefore, if it comes, it comes, and you have to be creative. When it comes to wood chips, people have a set place where they eat, and he should have had them prepared from before Shabbos. So Amar Rav Huna says, Aser lepanos b'stei nir b'Shabbos. A person cannot relieve himself in a freshly plowed area. My time, what's the reason? Ilema, we shouldn't dash if it's because you're going to cause dust, you're going to cause kind of ruin the property. So the Gemara says, Afil b'chol nami, that would also be the case during the week. It's being mazik someone else's property. Vel mishum asafim, it must be because the grass is going to grow, and because a person end up might cleaning himself from the rocks that have asavim on them, the grass on it, it's going to cause the grass to rip off the rocks. So if that's the concern, not because the actual relieving oneself, because of the cleaning afterwards, well, Bahama Reish Lakish, doesn't Reish Lakish say that Surah Sha'alu Ba'asavim, if you have a rock that has some grass growing on it, Motilakanik, but you could use it to clean oneself. Vatolish Mimenu B'Shabbos Chayv Chadas, one who removes the grass would be high, but using the rock where there are no, the side of the rock where there is no grass, that's entirely permitted. So that shouldn't be a concern. So Ella, what's the concern of relieving oneself in a plowed field? Dilma Nakit Me'ilah V'Shadah L'Tasa. Maybe he's going to take some of the dirt above and he's going to place it in the holes below and even everything out. U'mechai Mishim D'Rabba. Dama Rabba Ha'isa Lo Guma V'Tamama. A person sees a hole and he fills it in. B'Bayis, if it's in the house, Chai Mishim Bona. In the house, everything's about Bona, even though there were dirt. And B'Shadah Chai Mishim Chorish. And in the field, one would be Chayv because of... because of plowing. So the concern here is that that again they're going to perhaps even out the property and violate either choresh or violate bona. That's the shaila here. So the Be'er Lach asks the question: how come there's not a concern here of when a person urinates on this property? How come it's not a concern of it causing it to be like choresh? One of the definitions of choresh that it softens the ground. It's merapes a karka. The Gemara says in Ma'akatim. So how come when a person waters the property, the Gemara says, is mashkin because of zareya, planting, or is it because of chorish, because it softens the dirt? And we end up passing like the Rambam, that they're both true. The Shulchan Aruch says they're both problems. They're both melachos when a person waters the ground. So how is this allowed? Isn't there a concern for getting, you might come to flatten it, but the urinating himself is going to cause a harish of softening the ground. And so the Chazanish explains that since it's a shinoi, since it's kalachar yad, so then because of kavod abrios, that is not of concern. So in terms of what's not addressed right here is in terms of a person's meitil meraglaim, a person urinates on the grass. So then why isn't that zoreya though? So the Shulchan Aruch already passes because that doesn't help the grass grow. It worsens. It's mazik the grass. So it's not a violation of zoreya. But other posts can point out that the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's been proven by certain scientists that urinating and other types of fertilization, as we know, do help benefit the growth of the grass. So it might also be subject to zoreya. Depends on, I guess, the current understanding of science from when a person lives. So the Gemara then says, Gufa. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Tzror Sha'alu Ba'asavim. If you have a rock that has some grass growing on it. Mutar l'kanech, but a person could use the rock to clean himself. V'atolish mimenu b'shabbos chayv chadash, but a person who removes the grass from that rock is chayv. So amar Reb Papi, shma mina, we learn from Midrash Lakish, hay parpisa shari l'taltule, a person who has a pot, a person could carry it on Shabbos, and it's not, since it's not attached to the ground, it's a flower pot that's off the ground, it's not a violation of Shabbos. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, hi parpisa atitanokuf, a pot that has a hole in it, shazarbo, that you have growing in it, upachubas agon matasi shosin chotlos, we skip that rest of the Rashi, I guess. But either way, a flower pot with a hole in it, even though the understanding is that the hole is able to yonik from the ground, even though it's suspended above the ground, there is some yonika that's taking place from the ground to the pot, but since it's not actually physically attached, according to Rish Lakish, this would be permitted. Only when the grass is attached to the rocks is asa, but it's not attached, it's permitted. So the Gemara challenges this and says, Maskiv la Rav Kana. Im amur l'tzarech, if you're going to say a person's allowed to remove the rock because it's not really attached to the ground, you could use it for a tzarech, fine. Yomur shalol l'tzarech is a person going to say when you're not needed, meaning the rock, forgetting the grass in the rock, just the rock itself, even though it's on the ground, you can pick it up. So therefore, it's a need. But to remove the flower pot and there's no need, why would that, that's a different purpose? We don't say that that would be allowed. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Parpisa Hol V'Asliyadon, since we came on the topic of talking about a flower pot, let's discuss further. Lema Bahamilsa, let's say another din about a Parpisa. So Haya Munach Al Gabe Karka, if it's placed on the ground, V'Nicha Al Gabe Yesedos, a person puts it now on a bunch of pegs, he suspends it off the ground, Mechai Mishim Tolas, it's Chai, because it was initially on the ground, and there's a hole in the bottom, he now detached, even though it wasn't like physically Mechuber, but it was still touching each other, and therefore it's a violation of Tolish. Haya Munach Al Gabe Yesedos, if it's suspended in the air somehow, and then V'Nicha Al Gabe Karka, he places it on the ground, Chayv Mishum Noteh. He would be subject to the Issur Noteh, which is told of Zareya. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asa L'Kanech B'Cheres B'Shabbos. A person may not use a pottery to clean on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? Ilayim Mashum Sakana, if it's because it's dangerous, it's very sharp and a person can get injured, Afil B'Chol Nami, that should be equally Asur during the week. So the Ela Mishum K'shafim, because of some type of witchcraft, so if it's concerned that someone may have used a machshef on it, so what's the difference on Shabbos? Even in Chol, this should be prohibited from using. It's because it's going to remove the hairs, and there, that's going to be, and that's only violation on Shabbos, but not during the week. But that's a person, he has no intention when he cleans himself to remove any hairs, that's davashin miskaven. So Amar Le Rav Nach Nosson Bar Oshaya, Gavar Abba Amar Milsa Neima Bataima. If a person, Gavar Abba, said a din, we have to explain it. We're not going to challenge it. We have to accept it. But let's explain it. Let's understand it. So the Gemara says as follows. Lo mi boy kamar de aser. Needless to say that during the week, it's aser to use cheres. It's aser to use because we'll see why in a second. But Aval b'Shabbos, holy katars kli alav shapir dami. But during the week, rather on Shabbos, whereas the tars kli, maybe which should be permitted, Kamash Milan, that's Aser on Shabbos as well. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lomi Boy Bechol, five Y lines down. Shein Isser Tilta Betroos, Aser Lekanech, Becheres Mishim Ksheifim, Shabbat Yachal Lekanech Betsura. Because in the week, during the week time, weekday, so you have options of a rock, you have options of a Klecheres. So Klecheres. There's a chashash of being machshefa, so therefore you should use rocks, sure, during the week time. But in Shabbos, however, aval b'Shabbos hol v'ikotars kli alav, lachtos ba'or, o lachshav mayim, you could still use the piece of pottery for some function of water, or whatever the purpose is, shapir dami, the muftav shikanach bo metal tzur, it's better to use the klecheres, and use the tzur because the pebbles, the rocks, are muksa. The klecheres are not muksa. So on Shabbos, you have a question of muksa, so it should be the opposite, which is quite interesting. And therefore, maybe the klecheres should be permitted on Shabbos because it's not muksa. Kamash v'lan, it's aser because still there's the concern of machshefa, that chashash, and therefore the klecheres is aser on Shabbos as well. So the Gemara then says, Rava masi le mishim hasharas nimim. Rava felt that the concern was because of removing the hairs, not because of machshefa, because of the removing of hairs. The kashle de Rabbi Yochanan, another Rabbi Yochanan, he posed a contradiction between two positions of Rabbi Yochanan. So mi amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan really say asla kanech becheres b'Shabbos? Does he really prohibit using klecheres on Shabbos? Alma davashim is kavin asa, because it must be, because his understanding was the whole reason was removing the hairs. And that's Davashim Miskavin. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds Davashim Miskavin is Asr. That's why he says you can't use the cheres on Shabbos for kinuach. But Bahama Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan have a general statement? Halacha k'stam misha. Whenever there's a stam misha, it doesn't tell us who the author is. We pasuk in that way. Utnan the misha tells us nazir chovev umifas base of a lo sorek. A nazir is able to rub his hair. He's able to untangle his hair. Of a lo sorek, he can't comb his hair because combing is obsegresha, the Gemara explains. But the other ones are davishim eskavin. It's obsegresha. By chofef and mefasis, by scrubbing the hair and by untangling the hair, that's a davishim eskavin. And mutter, sorek is obsegresha, and therefore it's awesome. We see that obsegresha applies even outside of Hilchos Shabbos, even by Naziris. But either way, it's clear that by Nazir, davishim eskavin is mutter. But here, when it comes to the klecheres, Rabbi Yochanan understands that davishim eskavin is awesome. And so the Gemara says, Ella, Mechavrsa, Kedav Nelson, Baroshai, must be the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says, Aser to use Klicharis is not because of removing the hairs and nothing to do with Davashim Eskavin. Rather, it has what to do with the halachas of Machshefa, of that which is underwent some type of witchcraft. So the Gemara says, Mike Shaf, and what type of witchcraft are we concerned here that this Klicharis might have? So, Kihad Rav Chizda Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Havakazib Ba'arba, they're once traveling by boat. And Amrle Hahi Machunisa, a certain non-Jew had said to them, some words, Osvinim Ba'adaychu, and let me go with you. So V'lo Osvi, they didn't take her. So Amri E. Milsa, she said some words, she mumbled some words, Asar to La'arba, and the boat was locked, it couldn't move, it was stuck. She said, type of Machshef. So Amri Inu Milsa, these Chachamim knew how to deal with these types of witchcraft, and they said something in response, and Shayuhu, and the boat was released. So Amri Luhu, she said to them, my Avi Luhu, what can I do? So what does she say? That I can't hurt you guys because you guys don't use apparently the pottery shards that one would clean themselves makes them vulnerable to witchcraft. And number two is lo katil lichu kine am naichu. You don't kill lice while they're on your clothing. Velo shalav lichu yarka v'achal lichu mikisha d'asagina. And you don't pull vegetables from the ground that apparently a gardener had tied and plant eat it. So since they haven't done these things, a person therefore is protected from witchcraft. So by using klecheres, not that klecheres itself has witchcraft, but when one uses klecheres for kinuach, apparently it somehow makes one vulnerable to the effects of witchcraft. Okay, we will stop here. And Mirat Hashem will continue tomorrow. I have my minute outside has changed to 7:45 Baruch Hu. So I'm for the most part able to get it in. But I guess if it's a longer daf, maybe we can start 5 minutes earlier. But usually 7:45 should be sufficient. If someone else wants to adjust the timing, I'm happy to negotiate that as well. Either way, everyone have a wonderful day. And Mirat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.